Coming up next, Monastar.
There's a song that's inside of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm a wick in the infinite cold, but you sing to me over and over and over again. So I lay my head back down and I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I know now you're my holy hope. Sing to me the song of the stars, of your galaxy dancing and laughing and laughing again. Feels like my dreams are so far. Sing to me all the plans that you have for me over again. So I lay my head back down and I lift my your symphony singing in all that I am. At the top of my lungs I'm giving it back. So I lay my head back down and I lift my
And that was Monastar, hailing all the way from India. She doesn't sound Indian to me, so it's amazing to hear this. Okay, so here's the neat thing. This accidentally went out of order, and so you weren't supposed to be next, but I'm so glad you are because I get to go first. Yay.
Yay.
your voice is so freaking amazing. I really, 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 really love your voice. It's just, and I was so glad you sang this song because I really like this song too. It was a really good song for you. Having said that, there are a couple of things that could have been fixed on this. I'm sure all three of us are going to say something about the puffs. You need to figure out something to do about that. Put a filter in front of your mic, sing over top of the mic. I don't know, but you gotta. There's a number of tricks to the trade. You can make really cheap filters with like hosiery and things like that. Or spend a couple bucks on the internet and get one, but it'll help because the puffs are very distracting. The one singing technique that I would definitely watch out for, because you are freaking amazing, and it would just take it like to the beloved star level if you fix this. You're cutting off your words. Like, you're taking a breath halfway through some of your words or some of your phrases. You just need to watch your phrases a little bit and make sure that you don't do that. And I wanted to compliment you on the changes you did at the end. You changed up some of the runs is the wrong word for it. I don't know. You changed some of the tune so that there was some variety at the end, and I really appreciated that. This was overall an amazing performance.
Yeah, so pretty much I have my three P's, Purdy, Puffs, and Phrasings, which is
Did you say Purdy?
Purdy. Yeah, that's like, it actually wrote it up.
P-U-R-D-Y?
Yeah,
Purdy.
It's actually spelled that way. It's like, yeah.
Sure, Purdy.
Yeah, and then my last note really is lovely head voice moments. I don't know this song like you guys do because I avoid Nicholas Sparks music movies like crazy, so yeah.
This is why Melly stalks you.
Who?
I said, oh, Monster. This is why Melly stalks Monastar.
Melly stalks a lot of people.
Yeah, probably that's true.
So yeah, those are my notes. Rochelle?
Yeah, I loved this. You have such a nice voice, and I like sort of like forgot because you haven't been around for like a really long time, and it was really nice to hear you again. I had the notes about the Puffs as well. I loved your emotion on this, though. It was so subtle and just beautiful, and awesome job hitting that note, like the back, that one. I didn't do it in the right key, obviously, because it's really high, but it's like you had really nice control right there, which was really good. So really, really, really awesome job. I really enjoyed this a lot, so it was just really beautiful to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Zell, who's next?
Up next is Rosa.
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 I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too?
And that was Rosa Before I go Spanish, Rosa. with God Help the Outcast from The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo, or the Disney movie, if you want to go that way. For me, I heard like crackling or something during the recording. I don't know if you guys caught that. And then at 1:43, I certainly heard a noise because I heard back. This is a very young Esmeralda-like interpretation, I guess. When you hit the lower notes, try to hit them softer. It sounded like they were too low for you, and you had to push them, and they sounded a little rough. I would like a stronger entrance or when you came back in on the second half, but I felt it might have been a little too high if you actually went big and powerful. I'm not quite sure. Or Nobody Will, I would like it a bit more legato. Lovely and High Note. And I think you skipped for the Children of God at the end. I think that might be just a lyric flub. They're very pretty tone, very lovely. Rochelle?
Yeah, Rosa, I like love your tone so much. And I've mentioned that before on like Zero to Hero and stuff like that. I just think you have such a beautiful voice. It's very pretty. And I think this was a really good song choice for you. Because I think it allowed you to have the, like, I think you had the right amount of, like, emotion and stuff, and you, like, did the character, like, you had a set character that, like, came across in this. I loved your higher notes. They were really, really pretty. When you sang with the people, that was a little weird for me. I felt like you should have left that out, like, because it kind of, like, took away from the rest of your song, and, like, I felt like you didn't need to do that. Like, it just, I don't know, it sort of stuck out to me as being a little strange. But I overall really enjoyed this. I, like, thought it was, like, a really good song choice for you.
I liked it. I thought it was great. Your voice is very pretty. For me, the emotion was a little bit not there, but, and your lower notes had a little bit of pitch issues. But you know what? Then you sang that last note. That was great. I just love that last note was really nice. It was just so beautiful to just sit and sort of glide across with. So, nice job. So, speaking of Icelandic people, who's next?
Up next is one of Rochelle Euler's favorite people on VH.
Valk?
Jeffers?
No. Jeffers is not on the show. Dylan Collins.
Dylan Collins? Oh. Who would have guessed that? Okay.
Like slow spinning redemption, winding in, winding out. The shine of it has caught my eye and wrote me in so mesmerizing and so hypnotizing. I am captivated, I am vindicated. I am selfish, I am wrong, I am right. I swear I'm right, swear I knew it all along. And I am flawed, but I am pleading up so well. I am seeing in me now the things you swore you saw yourself so free. Like the diamond in your ring, cut to mirror your intention. Oversized, overwhelmed, the shine of which has caught my eye and rendered me so isolated and so motivated. I am certain now that I am vindicated. I am selfish, I am wrong, I am right. I swear I'm right, swear I knew it all along. But I am flawed, but I am pleading up so well. I am seeing in me now the things you swore you saw yourself. At the corners of your lips, pop them and feel my fingertips. Chase the moment, fall forever.
Defense is paper thin. Just one touch and I'll be in. Too deep now to ever swim against the current. So let me slip away. Let me slip away. Let me slip away. So let me slip against the current. Let me slip away. Let me slip away. Let me slip away. So let me slip away. Vindicated, I am selfish, I am wrong, I am right, I swear I'm right. Swear I knew it all along, and I am flawed. But I am cleaning up so well. I am seeing in me now the things you swore you saw yourself. Tangles on a string, like slow spinning redemption. Moving in, moving out, the shine of which has caught my eye.
Yeah. I guess I'm supposed to introduce the people. I'm sorry. When it's my turn to go first, I didn't realize I'm supposed to introduce. I'm sorry.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah, it was Duran Carr.
Duran? It was
Duran?
Yeah. So, okay.
Uh-oh.
Dylan.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love this song. And I liked, the energy and, the passion that you had on it. Like, you always bring that, I feel like, with your songs. Like, you always come in with this sort of energy, but your vocals were really good on the verses. I really liked it, and I loved the way you ended it. The kind of a cappella thing that you did at the end was really awesome. I loved your voice on that, but on the chorus it sounded really strainy, and it sounded like you were trying to mimic the guy from Dashboard's voice with that sort of nasally strainy quality, and I felt like it would have been better if you hadn't got it. Felt like it was very in your nose and the area underneath your eyes, that it felt like that's your sinus. It felt like it was coming from your sinuses or something. It was very strange. It just felt like it sat in a weird place in your range, but I felt like you were putting on a voice like that, because I feel like this wasn't really that out of range for you. But I don't know.
It's a high song for a guy.
Singing
it from a girl's perspective, but for a guy, it's a high song.
It is a high song for a guy, but I don't know. I really liked the verses and the energy. I just felt like the choruses were a little bit strainy, and it kind of took away from the entirety of the song.
Okay, so time for the confession. When you came on the show, I thought, oh God, what's going to happen the first time I don't love a Dylan song? I'm going to have to figure out how to say this. There were some parts of this that I loved, and there were some parts of this that I was not as big a fan of. But Rochelle said most of it. I mean, your energy was cool, and you always put that kind of rock grunge tone to it that I like. For some reason, I listened to this, and my brain was just wondering if you were sick or something, because it sounded like it sounded strained in a way that I'm not used to hearing you sound. I mean, usually you have sort of this kind of the grunge quality that I was talking about, but there was something weirdly strained about this. And the funny thing for me is that it wasn't consistently like that. It was sometimes you jump into the choruses with a little shaky transition, and then you'd kind of sort of get a good hold of it. And then when there was this really raw emotional power to it that I loved, and then other times it was the reverse. The emotional transitions are what kind of held it though. I mean, I thought those were where you were your strongest. So I overall the song was good, but I've heard better from you.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with the other two. I felt really good emotion and energy from this. What's this note over here? I really love the stuff in your lower range, because when you were in your higher stuff, this is just a weird thing that I have written down. It just didn't sound like you. It's a weird note, I know. But I think they're right that, I think it was Rochelle who said it, that you sounded a little strainy with the choruses. And that's all I've got.
Who's up next?
Up next is, where's my list? Where's my list?
We have somebody named Who's My List? Cool.
Up next, Temporary Butterfly.
Temporary Butterfly. Can't even do it right now. I tried, fail. yeah, that was Temporary Butterflies singing the creepy song. Is that what it's called? Creepy song?
No, it's Gollum's song.
Gollum's song called Creepy Song. Okay. Okay. So let me start by saying that this was a little bit of a roller coaster for me in the beginning, because when this first started, I was like, oh my God, this is Wynn. Are you seriously singing those vocals? And then there was this really long no vocals section. I'm like, what's going on now? And then you came in with the song. It's like, all right. The beginning was so incredible Wynn for me. The vocals were good. Not nearly as Wynn as the beginning, unfortunately. But I kind of didn't know where I felt about the song. I think you sang it well, but I sort of just, the song kind of doesn't go anywhere. So it just sort of felt like ethereal and misty the way it's supposed to feel. So I guess you did it just right then. it's kind of a weird critique. I actually really enjoyed it, but I just don't know quite what to say about it. Zell?
Oh, okay. My turn. Yay. Pretty vocalization at intro, which I think is what you're talking about, right?
It's win.
Win.
It was win.
Overall, I thought you had a nice build. It had like a very musical theater approach to me. But for some reason, when you actually got to the singing part, I don't know if it was that your tone didn't actually mesh with it or something. It's just there was something that was just irking me a bit.
You know what? You know what, though? It's because the beginning was so perfectly blended in.
That might be it. That it just sounds a little disjointed, I guess.
It made a contrast to the singing part.
Yeah, that might be what it is. But yeah, those are my notes. Rescheduler.
Yo. Yeah, this was kind of weird for me, Temp. Like, this song is really boring to me. Like, I think the song itself is just not a very interesting song. And I felt like, yeah, it sort of didn't really go anywhere. Like, I was waiting for, like, a build of some sort, and it just didn't go there. And also, the music felt a bit loud. I didn't, like, love this from you. Like, I felt like your voice was sort of like pitchy on it. Like it didn't feel like you had control over the song. There was like a critique that somebody said a while back, that like the song owned you instead of you owning the song. And I felt like you had that on this a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh man. You were the song's bitch.
Oh geez. I don't know if it was that intense.
Okay. All right, who's next?
Up next is Sorachu.
All right.